You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Get ready to pay an extra $150 in living costs per week. ASB's latest research shows mortgage pain will be the brunt of that, but the food and the transport costs are also major factors. The Herald's Wellington business editor, Janae Tiptrani, is with us. Hey, Janae.
Hey, Heather. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. So break it down. Where's all the money going?
Yeah, look, I mean, most people are probably not surprised by this. We're already feeling the real pinch from rising living costs. $150 per household per week is the increase that ASB economists are expecting over the next year. So that's a real mix of food, fuel, transport, housing, debt servicing. These are some of the costs that they see going up. As you said before, Heather, a big part of this is debt servicing. That's those rising mortgage rates for people with mortgages. They're rising from levels that were completely rock bottom, shooting up quite quickly. These economists say that the average mortgage rate that people are paying rose by 45% over last year. So that's quite a big jump. But they say, that is a really big jump, but it was from an exceptionally low level, and debt servicing costs are now actually just getting back to sort of the average that they've been at in recent times. But food is another big one here, and that will come as no surprise to people that those costs are just shooting up. Also, some of the support that the government has provided for transport and fuel, those are expected to come off this year, adding further pressure.
Janae, we keep getting told that the mortgage rates are going to roll over, and it's big numbers, right? We're told, as in this case, just under 60% of current fixed rate loans are due to be reset this year. And yet we're already 3 months into the year and we're not seeing this stuff actually having much of an impact. So is this being over-egged?
Well, no, I suppose the Reserve Bank has pretty solid data on this. They know what portion of the country's mortgage debt is on what term of mortgage. And New Zealanders tend to fix at fairly short terms. So that's why we keep seeing these figures consistently saying, 50%, 60% of mortgages are due to refix within the next year, because people tend to take out mortgages at those shorter terms. But you are right, everyone is waiting to see the big contraction in the economy whereby household budgets are squeezed so much that we really rein in our spending. And the ASB economists are saying that they are still really looking to see that, looking to see people spend less to the extent that reduces inflation. And that's the Reserve Bank's goal, with increasing these interest rates. But the difficult part here is that a lot of the inflation is coming from constrained supply. So yes, people are still have high demand, but it's relative to supply. And it's really difficult in the current economic environment to increase supply. And, these cyclones and all the disruption around the weather has really put further pressure on the supply side of the economy. So it's a really tough equation, and these mortgage rate increases have limited effectiveness, really.
Yeah, Janae, it's a very good point you make. Thank you so much. Janae Tiptrani, enjoy the rest of your evening. The Herald's Wellington business editor.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl, you get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.